Well, great.
But there is a battle, and this isn't a sports battle, that's shaping up tomorrow in the state of Pennsylvania. Incumbent U.S. Senator Arlen Specter, who many Americans may remember back in 1991 as being one of the lead questioners of Anita Hill during the Clarence Thomas.
The guy with the curly dyed hair.
Yeah. He's squaring off against conservative challenger Congressman Pat Toomey. 2 weeks ago, Specter had a 15% lead in the polls and plenty of money. The latest polling says the race is going to be very close, and Specter has spent a great deal over the last few days apparently trying to ensure that he wins. The race could have an impact on President Bush's reelection bid, which is why Bush went out of his way to endorse Specter at a fundraiser just last week.
Now, you're going to explain the dynamics of all this, right?
Sure. Al Gore narrowly won Pennsylvania 4 years ago. It was one of those states that people didn't think he was going to win, but he actually did, Pennsylvania and Michigan in particular. And it is at the top of the Republicans' capture list. The Republicans want Bush to
take
Pennsylvania.
They can taste this one. This is important.
They can taste it.
Yeah.
But see, they can't taste it if Toomey wins. Because then they figure Toomey is so conservative, that'll give the Democrat who's running against him, whose name I can't remember right now.
That'll wake the Democrats up, you mean, because they're going to see this weird little sort of hardline, ultra-right dude and go, uh-oh.
Well, this is funny, isn't it? It puts them in a really odd position of having to go support publicly the guy that they don't particularly want because he's too moderate for them, and he's being kind of critical of 9/11.
The Bush is supporting them, you mean?
Yeah, Arlen Specter.
Right.
I mean, although they are somewhat tied, I think, a little bit to supporting the incumbent, unless the guy is, you know, is a crook who has done something completely outlandish, it looks very bad for the administration not to be backing the incumbent. But the other guy is presumably, he's anti-abortion, he's against taxes, he's much more the conservative wing that kind of Bush
tends
to go
toward. He's very anti-fun.
Anti-reason.
Well. Yes, anti-reason.
Anti-sense, in fact.
And the other senator, Rick Santorum, in Pennsylvania, is the same kind of conservative as Toomey.
Oh, he's a scary conservative.
Yeah, Santorum is, I mean, he's really, I mean, he doesn't want to hear a word about choice. He doesn't want to, I mean, he's just all the way in that.
Well, what does the world look like that these guys live in their minds? What does the ultra-right world look like? Do they think that everyone's going to be sort of happy or just sort of
fake
like
crew cuts,
repressed and hiding their misery? I don't know what the
end game is.
I think they must live in their cars.
It's going to be like the Eisenhower 50s kind of stuff? Or
I think that's what they want. I think that's what a lot of them honestly do. They want to go back to a simpler time. A time when
people didn't question authority or engage in free speech.
A time when they thought that the government didn't play the same role that it does now, although they're kind of making that part up.
It did. It did, didn't it?
The government started playing a big role in the 30s with the New Deal, Social Security, all of those kinds of. And a lot of these people, by the way, want to roll all of that back. They really don't like the idea of the government funding Social Security. They'd rather have individual people decide for themselves where to put that money, that kind of thing.
They like coming home after work and with their wives having cooked them dinner. That's who they are.
But you're saying that eventually they're going to have to, there's going to be questions like this in the meeting rooms of power. It's like, okay, so what are we going to do with the poor? How do we get rid of them?
Remember what the conversation that Newt Gingrich had, which was a public conversation, when he said that,
what if the poor don't die? What do we do then?
Remember, he said the best thing for orphans, well, just build up new orphanages. These people actually do, and for a long time, I'll be honest with you, I thought folks who said that were overreacting. I thought they were like Mark Maron conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
But, you know,
they
really are about changing fundamentally the way people live their lives.
And also making the government a spiritual institution.
Yeah.
There's that, too. I'm hoping that we I read an article on
the thing that's scary is that Arlen Specter is a dying
caliber.
Breed.
Yeah.
He's a dying breed. The reasonable Republicans are dying out. They're like dinosaurs.
Right. And if he loses, that means that moderate Republicans are going to right-wing their position.
We'll be back with the presidential daily briefing and many other topics of intrigue and discussion here on Air America.
Fascination.
Fascination.
There you go.